Shalom, brothers and sisters. Once again, we want to thank God for giving us yet another wonderful morning. And by His grace, God wants us to continue or to go to our daily sharing, our daily devotional sharing. And this morning, I want us to continue with actually the thought which we had started or we began on Monday. And by the grace of God, we are still just on that issue. And I pray that God will help me at least to enlighten a few of the things which are left out. And before we approach the word of God, I'd want us to pray and ask for the mercies from above. Almighty God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, this morning, I want to commit ourselves unto thine hands. Father, thanking you for the grace you have bestowed upon your children, even the way you have kept us throughout the night, O my Savior Master, and even wonderfully given us another day, how we commit it unto thine hands, O my Father. For we pray that, Lord Jesus Christ, you may go before us, O my Savior, and Lord, let it be a day that shall bring even, O my Father, glory and honor unto thine holy name, and blessings unto them children. May you, Father, even come down, bless thy word, O my Savior, Master, and Lord, grant unto us, O my Savior, this bread of life. We thank you, my Savior, for the love you have bestowed upon us, O God. Thank you, Master, for everything that is within us, and all that thou hast given unto us. And O my Savior, for all your plans unto your children are good plans. Thank you, Master, and bless our hearts. In Jesus Christ's name, we pray believing. Brethren, yesterday we saw that the Lord has actually given us, or we have received a perfect fellowship, having received actually the good things which the Bible had promised in the olden day. Now, seeing that, brethren, we are having a new and living way, we are having a true tabernacle with us, we are having a heavenly priest or a high priest who ceaseth not, the one that liveth even eternally. Brethren, I want us to see a few of the things which the Bible says we consider now, having received all these that we have received, and being a people who are actually honored of God to have lived in the day of the fulfillment of all these promises, we should be able to acknowledge and recognize or realize what God wants us to have in our day. I want us to continue reading right from where we had left yesterday. And I believe that we had looked at verses 19 to 20, around 22, where we say that we now have the boldness, having therefore, brethren, boldness. So having this boldness, having the true tabernacle, having a heavenly high priest, having all these things with us, the Bible says now, one thing that we looked at was that let us draw nigh with a true heart in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. We looked at that and we saw how God in the book of Ezekiel had promised to come and give us a cleansing by himself from the pure water, which of course we know in our generation God has already done that. And now I want us to see the second thing, because we have a number of about three or four things which the Bible says, let us now. You see, the first one was that let us now draw near with a true heart. Then number two, which I want us to look at this morning, is verse 23. The Bible says, let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful that promised it. Brother, sister, that scripture is very important to us. This scripture here matters a lot to the life of a Christian. I know We are living at hard times. We are living in challenging moments. We are living in the day when actually people seem to be discouraged. We are living in a times when actually we see the darkness so much so in that the Bible calls it gross darkness, covering the earth totally. But I want to thank God that yesterday God taught us that we have received a marvelous light from above. And our brethren, verse 23 here, which I want us to look at this morning, says, let us hold fast the profession of our faith. In engineering terminology, fasteners are, you know, instruments which are used to make something steady fast, so that it cannot be shaken, it cannot be moved. It is positionally placed at a certain point where it can't be moved at all. And therefore, when the Bible says, let us hold fast, it is a very big issue, my brethren. Holding fast the profession of our faith matters a lot in Christianity. When you look at the children of Israel, when they were moving from Egypt unto the promised land, then we had so many issues on the way, which rose up. And these issues discouraged the children of Israel. It made their hearts actually to remember the land of Egypt again. And I want you to see, brethren, that the walk we have is not an easy walk. The journey we have is not a journey that should be taken for granted. We are a spiritual Israel actually moving unto this great land which God has promised us. And seeing how the children of Israel behaved in the wilderness, the Bible tells us these things were written for our example, so that we may look at them and see the challenges which they were getting and how God dealt with them, and how actually the overcomer managed to come out of these challenges with victory. Brethren, you see, immediately they left Egypt, there was joy. People believed the word or the message of Moses. They came out joyfully. But somewhere along the way, we see they started having challenges. We see them having problems here and there. And there is no journey which has no troubles. Brother, sister, as we walk along this path, we have the faith which God has given unto us. And this faith here is the faith which the Bible says we should contend for. It is not something which is gotten easily. It is something which we have to fight for by all means. And I believe that being soldiers in the army of the Lord, a good soldier, when always he sees war, he will remember that this is what he has been called for. But that one who is not actually an established soldier will always be afraid of war. And that is why in Christianity, having been called of God and having made our calling sure that it is God who has called us and is the one who is the author and the finisher of our salvation, we should not be worried on how to face these challenges along our way. See, we will meet the discouragement. You will meet every kind of thing that will try to convince your heart to draw back. Just the way the children of Israel behaved in the wilderness. When Moses sent the spies, you see how some of them came and discouraged the hearts of the people. The Bible says, when the people came back, when the spies came back, 10 of them managed to give an evil report. And this report they gave, it made the hearts of the people to faint. Actually, the Bible says, the hearts of the people melted. And when Joshua and Caleb tried to instill some faith in the people, it was like almost impossible. Because the Bible says, people wanted to stone them. And brother, sister, the same thing is happening today along this path of Christianity. You will meet along the way a lot of discouragements. You'll meet a lot of challenges. We are living in a days of economical stress. We are living in the days of a lot of things here and there. We are living in the days where the devil is challenging Christians every now and then. But still the Bible says, we need to hold fast. We need to hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering. Brother, sister, God does not expect us even to behave like a wave in the sea, which can be tossed by certain events. We are not supposed to look at the circumstances, but seeing that we have now the true worship, we have the true tabernacle with us, we have the courage, we have all that it takes one to make it. Brother, sister, we need to remain faithful, because he who has promised us this victory is faithful. God is not a man that he can fail. God is not a man that he can be overcome. But we know we are trusting upon the mighty hand of God, which will lead us through this path. Brother, sister, when we talk about holding fast this profession, it is not just a joke, my brethren. Because I know that the devil is always on us to make sure that he discourages people not to continue. You see, in the book of Numbers, when actually the children of Israel came and got the resistance from Edom, the Bible says that when people saw the difficulty of the way, how they were resisted, they almost became tired. And the Bible says that because of war, the hearts of the people yearned, we can read it from Numbers chapter 21, verses 4. And they journeyed from Mount Hor by the way of the Red Sea to compass the land of Edom. And the soul of the people was much discouraged because of the way. Brother, sister, there's a lot of discouragement along the way. There are so many things which can make somebody's heart fail. But I want us to trust, seeing that God has given us now his perfect will, his perfect way, a new and living way. There is no reason as to why any Christian today should be able or should even desire to look back. Just like the children of Israel, the Bible says, when actually Joshua and Caleb stilled the people, and the people did not actually want to heed unto what they were saying, Bible says, they said that let us make now a captain over us to take us back to Egypt. Brother and sister, there are some people in this faith who are just moving without knowing what they have believed. And some of them, they try even to imagine if at all this message is true. I want to challenge ourselves this morning, brethren, to know that the message of the hour is not a trial. It is not something which we should not be sure of. But this is something which God himself brought unto us by his power with a revelation. And this is something which we are sure that it is the work of God. And this work of God is a revelation in the hearts of the children of God, which has come to make us actually a perfect union together with our Creator. Just like Israel, I want us always to know that the war before us does not belong to us. Ours is only to put our faith and trust in him, and is the one who is going to fight for us. Brother and sister, God is not a man that can lie. He has promised us victory. He has promised to walk with us. He has said he will not forsake us. And that means we only need to be established in the truth. That's the way the Bible says, you are established in the present truth. 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 12. Brother and sister, when we were in denominations, we were moving up and down, looking for the truth. Our hearts were hungering. We were thirsty. Just the way Israel was hungering. They were thirsty in the wilderness. But then The presence of God was with them. The rock, which was to provide them with water, was with them. But they could not believe. And that is the problem with us today. If we can only but believe that the presence of the Lord is with us to give us whatever we desire, to provide it to us, anything that we need. Brother and sister, this is a time whereby we have to live by faith. And I know that we are going to have a lot of problems on the way, a lot of discouragements on the way. But our God is the one who will establish our hearts in the faith. He is the one who is going to establish us in this truth, the current truth. We turn to 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 12. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 12, the Bible says, "Wherefore, I will not be negligent to put you always in remembrance of these things, though ye know them, and are established in the present truth." Brother and sister, when we were actually hungering, seeking for something to satisfy our hearts, we could move and change denomination from denomination to denomination. We were tossed about with the things here and there. The world could seem to be important to us. But when this present truth was established in our hearts, we became a stable people. We came to know the true way of walking with God. And that's why, my brother and my sister, it is not supposed to be taken for granted, the work which God has done in our hearts. And remember that Bible tells us we should always count it joy when we go through persecutions, when we go through a lot of temptations. And also remember, Paul says, we were not only called to believe in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, but also to suffer for his sake. Brother, sister, there is no victory without suffering. There's no victory without trouble. There's no victory without war. And just the way Israel, when they saw war, they were discouraged. Even today, many of us get discouraged along the way when we see resistance, when we see the wars coming, when we see trouble along our way. But remember, God cannot be glorified without him manifesting his power. And God cannot manifest his power when there is no challenge. The greater the challenge, the greater the testimony. Brother, sister, we are lacking testimonies because we have refused to walk on this path according to the word of God. We have refused to accept these temptations. We have refused to accept wars on our way. But brother, sister, unless we get challenged, we cannot be able to call upon God to deliver us. And if we want to see or to have a testimony in our lives, then we must be able to accept the challenges along the path. But above all, let us be a people who will be able to know and hold fast that which we have received from the Lord. Let us be able to recognize and to know and be a people who actually be sure of the message they have received. Let us be a people who will be able to embrace whatever circumstances God will make us go through. Remember, even when the children of Israel came from Egypt, the way of the wilderness was the way that God designed for them. And today, each one of us, God knows how and where to make you go through. And he's always there. He has always prepared the way of victory before even you get into that trouble. James says that we should always be a people who will always be prayerful, and we should not waver in whatever we are having or we are praying before God. James chapter 1. James chapter 1, verse 2. James chapter 1, Oh, James chapter 1, verse 2 to 6. I want us to read that as we come to conclusion. James chapter 1, verse 2 to 6, the Bible says, "My brethren, count it all joy when ye fall into various trials, knowing this, that the testing of your faith worketh patience." Brother and sister, there is no way we can emerge victors without our faith being tested. And remember, it is only the victors who are going actually to inherit the kingdom of God. The fearful have no place in the kingdom of God. And that's why you see, even those people who made it to the promised land were people who trusted and knew, besides all that they could see with their eyes, they knew and trusted upon God. And they knew that God is more than able to give them what he has promised unto them. But let patience have her perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire, lacking nothing. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, who giveth to all men liberally, and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. For he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. Brother, sister, let us not be a people who are tossed here and there. Let us be established and let us have an anchor. Faith is something which is greater. The Bible says if we have mustard, if we have a small piece of faith, just like a mustard seed, it will actually do a great work. May God bless you as we continue sharing on these issues. God bless you and God give you a good day and a prosperous day. Amen.